بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد In the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم it is mentioned that الوحدة خير من جليس السوء that for a person to remain in seclusion to remain alone that is better than remaining in evil company وجليس الصالح خير من الوحدة and to remain in the company of the righteous of the pious servants of Allah تبارك وتعالى This is better than remaining in seclusion. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we always remain in the company of Ahlullah, in the pious friends of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Mawla Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi has written in one place, he says that remaining in the company of Ahlullah, the sohbat of Ahlullah, he says, I regard as far as the ayn. It is obligatory upon every individual to remain in the company of the friends of Allah. And he says that nobody can have doubt in this. He says, because from experience, I have come to the conclusion that this is the only way that the iman of a person will remain protected. That a person, he remains in the company of Ahlullah. And Mawla Thanwi Rahmatullah has also written, he says that one of the greatest proofs of sohbat of Ahlullah will have a great effect on our life. He says that when Allah Ta'ala sent down kitab, the heavenly scriptures, then that was sufficient for our guidance. But Allah Ta'ala didn't suffice on that. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam to guide us. So he says that sohbat is proven from this, that Allah Ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam with the heavenly scriptures. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. So part of our Islam is also correcting our fundamental beliefs, which is aqaid. So here it is written that from the Quran and Hadith, we learn that the most valuable treasure is iman. And the greatest calamity is kufr, is disbelief. In the Quran Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا That those people that have disbelief in Allah, وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارُ And they leave the world, they pass away as kuffar. Allah Ta'ala save us. On the day of Qiyamah, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا If they bring the earth full of gold, and they present this to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ It will not be accepted from them. Even though they want to ransom them, they say, Allah, we'll give you the earth full of gold. Today save us from the azab, grant us jannat, it won't be accepted. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ For them is a painful punishment. وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ Nobody can assist them also on the day of Qiyamah. So the greatest ni'mat is iman, for which we should always make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we should make dua that Allah ta'ala keeps us with iman, and Allah ta'ala takes us with iman. Righteous deeds are only acceptable to Allah if iman is present. If a person, he does not have iman, but he does a lot of good deeds, then that is not acceptable in the court of Allah. In the akhirah, there is no reward for a person. So the kuffar, they also do good deeds, a lot of social work also they do, they feed people also, they do a lot of good actions also. So what about them? They have no iman, in the akhirah there is nothing. Allah Ta'ala gives them their reward in the dunya. Sometimes it is through wealth, sometimes it is through good looks Allah Ta'ala gives them, some other luxury and enjoyment of dunya, they are paid in the dunya. But for a person to get reward in the akhirah, the iman is a condition. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً A person, he does righteous actions. But would that he has iman, then most certainly we will give him a good and comfortable life in this dunya. In another place Allah says, وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ They also, he does righteous actions but with iman. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ يُرْزَقُونَ فِيهَا بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ These are the people that will enter into Jannah. Today the effort is made to attack our iman. Our little children that are in school, Darwin's theory of evolution, perhaps in the Jummah also we must have heard, Darwin's theory of evolution is taught to them. The Big Bang theory, there was one Big Bang and the whole world came into existence. This is what you call the secular school, secularism. What is secularism? Everything besides Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has been taken out of the equation. Our Hazrat explained to us on one occasion that in Turkey they built a dam. So when they built the dam, the mayor gave a speech. So he says he was about to say, by the fazl of Allah, he says, there and there, they dismissed him. He said, you are fired from your job. So later he apologized also. But no, we're not prepared to accept. Why? Allah Ta'ala must not be brought into the equation. We doing everything. When they're flying an aeroplane, they also, you will never find that they attribute the flying to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We are the ones that are doing. Except some Muslim airlines where they play the recording of the dua before traveling. But other than that, everything is attributed to themselves. So without iman, the ibadat of a person is not accepted. One has to understand what the beliefs of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Their beliefs are those which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba. And all the Sahaba remain steadfast on these beliefs without any difference. So the beliefs of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, this is the beliefs which Sahaba got directly from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And right till the end, Sahaba remain on these beliefs. These basic beliefs are, number one, believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This entails in believing in the existence of Allah and as well as he being unique in his being, qualities and actions. So one is the belief in Allah Ta'ala, in the Zat of Allah, in all the qualities of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The second thing is believing in all the Malaika, that Allah Ta'ala has created these Malaika and they are created from light. We cannot see the Malaika, they are hidden from our gazes. They do not eat, they do not drink, etc. So we believe in the Malaika. The third is belief in the divine books, that all the kitab that were sent down to the various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the four major kitabs, the Tawrat which was sent to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Injil to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Zabur to Dawud alayhi salam, and finally the Quran Sharif was sent to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So the Quran Sharif has abrogated all the previous kitabs, and this is the final kitab that will remain with us right until the day of Qiyamah. So to believe in all the divine scriptures. Number four, believe in the messengers of Allah, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam right up to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. We believe in all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Believe in the last day, the day is going to come where the entire world is going to be destroyed. This is known as the day of Qiyamah. So we believe that there is a thing as the day of Qiyamah where a person will be accountable for his actions. Believe in taqdeer, that whatever good or bad happens in the life of a person, whatever has happened, will happen, this all happens with the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If a person, he believes firmly in taqdeer, then a person won't even have depression in his life, because he knows at the end of the day, whatever happens, it is the will of Allah. Number seven, belief in the year after. This means that one must believe in the life of the qabr, reckoning on the day of Qiyamah, and then finally entry into Jannat and or Jahannam. Besides these beliefs, one should possess love and entertain good thoughts regarding every one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To think or talk evil of Sahaba is open transgression of the law of the Quran. There is fear of kufr regarding such a person. And lastly, mocking any part of deen, denying the zaruriyat of deen, those aspects known generally by all Muslims, and having doubt in the basic beliefs of Islam, renders a person out of the fold of Islam. It is of utmost importance that a person learns and corrects his beliefs. He should consult the ulama and study the authentic literature on this subject. May Allah Ta'ala let us live with iman, die with iman, and be resurrected with iman. Ameen.